This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The country is all set to create history in its space journey as the International Space Mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be a part of the upcoming Axiom Space Mission AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. A report.
Highlighting the significance of the upcoming human spaceflight and a series of critical ISRO missions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said India is ready for its next space milestone. He noted that the collaboration with the international partners and the strategic momentum of projects like Gaganyaan reflect India's commitment to becoming a global leader in space technology. The minister emphasized that these efforts are not only scientific in nature, but also aligned with the vision of a developed and self-reliant India. Secretary, Department of Space and Chairman of ISRO, Dr. V. Narayanan, informed that Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force is all prepared to fly to the ISS next month as part of Axiom Space's AX-4 mission. With Anupam Mishra's report, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signalling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 33 Naxalites have surrendered in Sukma district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 11 Naxalites surrendered in Barisatti Panchayat of Sukma, making the Panchayat completely Naxal-free. Mr. Shah congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for this success in the Naxal-Free India campaign. The minister also said Cobra Commandos and the Chhattisgarh police have arrested 22 Naxalites with modern weapons and explosive materials in various operations in the Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. In West Bengal, delegations from the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, and National Commission for Women, NCW, visited Parlapur in Malda's Vaishnav Nagar today. The delegations met with victims of the violence linked to the Murshidabad Waqf Law agitation who had fled their homes in search of safety. NCW chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar described the women and children in relief camps as being in deep distress. Allegations were made of administrative neglect and a conspiracy to destabilize the region. Locals demanded a permanent BSF camp to ensure safety. Meanwhile, Governor C.V. Ananda Bose also reached Malda to visit the camps. Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary criticized Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for not addressing the crisis on the ground. The centre has notified rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcements. Radar equipment is used to measure vehicle speed. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement today, said the rules will take effect from 1st of July. Under the rules, all radar-based speed measurement devices must be verified and stamped by legal metrology authorities. The ministry said verified radar equipment will ensure accuracy, legal compliance and fair enforcement, boosting transparency, public trust and road safety. The government today stated that claims suggesting it is considering levying GST on UPI transactions over 2,000 rupees are completely false, misleading and without any basis. In a statement, the finance ministry clarified that currently no such proposal is under consideration by the government. And that is the end of this news bulletin.